U.S. dollar. It's not going to happen overnight, but I'm telling you, I already, you know, there's huge antipathy out there to many. You've seen Putin and you've seen China sort of working together, and in the wake of Ukraine, Putin's been reaching out. You may have observed the BRICS summit that took place in Russia recently, the non-aligned countries. There's a big bloc out there, folks, that, you know, doesn't just sit around waiting to be told what to do by the United States. And in today's new global marketplace, where there's an extraordinary amount of voracious competition going on, lots of people chafing under the current post-World War II Bretton Woods sort of structure. They feel it doesn't, you know, take them into account. It's not fair. It, you know, gives undue power, et cetera. So it's a growing movement. It's not about to take blossom tomorrow, but I'm telling you, if we wind up sanctioning our own allies with whom we're trying to negotiate the Transatlantic Trade Investment Partnership, the TTIP, you can imagine what the response is going to be. What happens when we walk into them and say, well, we've got to tighten down on Russia because of Ukraine? They're still not moving with respect to the elections and the full implementation of Minsk. I mean, the complications that will grow out of that are enormous. And there will be an increase in this notion that there ought to be a different reserve currency because the United States is misbehaving and not, in fact, you know, living by the agreements that it negotiates itself. So it has broad implications.